The week that was on the K92 Morning Thanks. So many things going down this week. And it's in particular when you're coming off a short week like last week, had that Memorial Day in there. It just feels longer. It definitely really does.
It feels like there are more than 24 hours crammed in each day.
Feels like there were more days crammed into the week also. Because you had Monday, and then I believe they put Flunday in there afterwards.
Just in the middle of it. Yes. A little in between.
So sometimes we have to remind ourselves of what went down. Like Monica's just delusional thoughts that she had going on all the way back at the beginning of the week. When she was thinking that she could successfully fight a kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Thinking you can fight a kangaroo. What about a kangaroo?
Nah, you already know how I feel about them. Uh-uh. Just the fear factor enough wouldn't allow me to fight one.
Right.
Oh, Bob and Weave. Okay, I think I could. I think I could with a kangaroo.
I wish somebody had a kangaroo to bring in here right now to fight her.
We have a kangaroo.
I want to see you fight a kangaroo so bad
we're
now.
We're fighting kangaroos.
How tall are they? How tall can you?
Taller than you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I think we would be the coolest show ever if she said that, and we just all right, bring in a kangaroo. Bring it in.
Boing, yep. Boing.
And then you were required to box the kangaroo for
a
minute.
Beat up by a kangaroo. Yeah. Dang it.
You know, if we were Mr. Beast, we'd be able to.
We could do that.
Figure that out. Box a kangaroo, get out.
No, there's no way.
Nope. Coming up here in the top moments of the week, number two, a mystery came up on the K92 Morning Thing involving myself and Monica. And a sweater. What is going on? Oh. What is the story behind this?
I had ordered some checks. I think Jared was tired of my checks. I don't know what happened to them.
If you find them, can you see if my Patriots hat is there? Because I can't find it.
I actually have your sweater.
You have my sweater?
Yes. Yes, I have a Patriots sweater here. It's yours. Is that mine?
Oh, that's right. Why? Yeah. I don't remember why you had that for some reason.
Know.
All right, we need a podcast just for this story
follow-up
here.
Follow-up questions. Follow-up questions are illegal.
Just leaving clothes all over the place.
Right. And how did my shirt end up at Monica's house?
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
And what was going on there? Did I leave my shirt? Did I have to give her a shirt when she was at my house?
I was thinking.
It's a sweater.
Was the shirt in your house in the refrigerator underneath the cheese?
Oh, then that's where
Monica went in and got.
You know, and I should point out, too, because we were talking earlier, this is not part of the top moments of the week, but Monica's the only person I know that uses the word jogging. When she talks about running, she keeps saying sweater. It's a sweatshirt. It's not a sweater. And to me, that's totally different.
So in my head, just so you know, even though she said sweater, I saw a sweatshirt.
Okay, good.
In my head. I didn't think you had a Patriots knitted sweater by your grandma.
I don't wear knitted sweaters by my grandma anyway. Like, it's the one line of clothing. Sweatshirt. Like,
I say sweater. Yeah.
That's not a sweater, though. You realize
I know,
right?
But I just say sweater.
Okay, well, shoes are shoes, but I could call them flip-flops, even if they're not. Or I just call them all flip-flops. I do whatever the heck
I mean.
Yeah.
Antoine?
What did I do? Nothing.
Number one, we learned about your potential earnings and the career that you could go into.
Oh, boy.
I feel like Antoine would make an excellent exotic dancer, and here's why.
Thank you.
Antoine, you're someone, you're in good shape, you're good looking, you got that big smile, that big, put dollar bills in my G-string kind of smile right there. And I also think, Monica, he's a man who looks adorable in a cowboy hat. So
okay. Yeah. I'm glad you put so much thought into it, though, too.
Leather chaps on, like, that the cowboys wear, and those are the things, like, you would be able to just rip them off, and then you would have your G-string, and I do think cowboy hat you'd look fine in, but I also believe that you look extra adorable in miniature cowboy hat. Off to the side, just a little bit. Chin strap underneath. Because you could be your own, like, MC also. I like it.
There is an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in season 2 when him and Carlton end up being exotic dancers.
Why do you think I played this song? Come on. I know what's going on here. Now, you know what? I'll ask you this, though, because I think, Antoine, I think you could be an exotic dancer.
I appreciate that.
For as goofy as we talk about it, I think you have that profile.
Okay.
Is there something that you think Monica and or I would be suited for as a profession based on our personalities and whatever? I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this.
I know. You really are. Yep. I think Monica could lead, like, the safari tour, like, out, like, in, like, you know, Africa, where they go to the safari.
Okay.
I think Monica can lead that and throw out, like, just random facts about animals, like the lions and giraffes. They won't be true facts, but it's going to be the best safari tour that you would go on.
See, I was thinking Monica would be great as bad cop. You know, in stories where they have good cop and bad cop. So good cop is interrogating the person and is just being real nice. And then Monica comes in and says, all right, put your hand in this drawer.
See, the struggle with that is I think she could do a good job at that. But I also think that Monica likes to mess with people. So while her partner is trying to be good cop, Monica flip it on him in the middle of it. And he'd be like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be the good cop. No, I'm the good cop right now. I could see Monica messing with her partner.
I also think she's uniquely qualified to be lie detector test giver because she believes that she can spot lies. So she could even override the computer. She'd be human lie detector test. People would strap up to Monica. It would be the wires that went to Monica in her hands and she would go,
and I would just read you.
Yep, he's lying. And
read the situation. All right.
And Zach, I think you could be a traveling ISS teacher.
Okay.
So in school suspension, like schools would just call you in, be like, Zach, we need you in third period. We got a rowdy bunch. They're in school suspension. I need you to go in there and hold it down. Okay. Like I can see you doing that.
Go yell
like,
at the
troublemaker. Yeah, very strict. They're respected. Like, who is this guy? Okay, let me open my textbook.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, you know, and like I could become like there's a movie about me. Like it's my softer side and how I bring. Like I'm Coach Carter.
I was just about to say Samuel L. Jackson was going to play you in that movie.
Right. I like
just about to say that.
This works out well. Big fan.